This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. India has closed its airspace for Pakistan Airlines in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. The airspace closure will be in effect till 23rd of May. The Civil Aviation Ministry has informed that Indian airspace is not available for aircraft registered in Pakistan, aircraft operated, owned or leased by Pakistani airlines or operators, including military aircraft, during the period. A notice to Airmen Notam has been issued banning Pakistan Airlines from using the Indian airspace. The government has decided to include the caste enumeration as part of the next census. The Cabinet Committee on Political Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has taken a decision in this regard. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed about the Cabinet decision at a media briefing yesterday.
Under the leadership of our Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, Cabinet Committee of Political Affairs has decided today that caste enumeration should be included in the forthcoming census. This demonstrates that a government is committed to the values and interests of a society and country.
Taking on opposition Congress, Mr. Vaishnav said the move demonstrates that the Narendra Modi government is committed to the values and interests of the society and country.
कांग्रेस और इंडी गठबंधन के दलों ने जाति जनगणना के विषय को केवल अपने राजनीतिक लाभ के लिए उपयोग किया हालांकि कई राज्यों ने सर्वे के माध्यम से जातियों की जनगणना की है जहां कुछ राज्यों ने यह काम सुचारू रूप से संपन्न किया है वहीं कुछ अन्य राज्यों ने राजनीतिक दृष्टि से और गैर पारदर्शी ढंग से सर्वे किया है इन सभी स्थितियों को ध्यान में रखते हुए कि हमारा सामाजिक ताना बाना राजनीति के दबाव में न आए जातियों की गणना एक सर्वे के स्थान पर मूल जनगणना में ही सम्मिलित होनी चाहिए
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has described the decision to include caste enumeration in the upcoming census as a message of strong commitment towards social equality and rights of every section. BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda has said the decision extremely important for bringing the economically, socially and educationally backward caste into the mainstream and restoring the dignity to the people who have been deprived of their rights for a long time. Reacting on the decision, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said, the announcement of caste census is the right step which the Congress party has been demanding from day one. Stage is all set for India's first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit, Waves 2025, which is to begin in Mumbai today. The mega event will be inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Jio World Convention Centre. The four-day summit with tagline, Connecting Creators, Connecting Countries, is poised to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation. The summit will integrate films, OTT, gaming, comics, digital media, artificial intelligence, broadcasting and emerging tech, making it a comprehensive showcase of India's media and entertainment prowess. A massive fire broke out at Delhi Haat in the INA area of the national capital in the late last evening. According to Delhi Fire Services, 13 fire tenders have been sent to the spot and fire brigade teams are in action to douse the fire. No casualties have been reported so far. The department received a call about the fire at 8:55 p.m. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that the fire incident is unfortunate. She said that the team of firefighters are dousing the fire under control. Ms. Gupta said the government is closely monitoring the situation and ensuring all necessary assistance to those affected. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heatwave conditions at isolated places over Jammu Division and West Rajasthan today. The IMD said scattered to fairly widespread moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds is likely over east, central, northwest, northeast and several southern parts of India today. Thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorm are also very likely at isolated places over Nagaland, Manipur, Meghalaya, Tripura, Odisha and Uttarakhand. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings CSK by 4 wickets at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai tonight. After being invited to bat first, Chennai Super Kings were bowled out for 190 runs in 19.2 overs. Punjab Kings surpassed the target, scoring 194 for 6 with 2 balls remaining. And that is the end of this news bulletin.